Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, we have a mission here.
Okay.
A member of Kid Nation could win $1 million.
What?
That's so cool.
$1 million. So in January, Lay's Potato Chips announced the return of its Do Us a Flavor contest in the United States. This time around, fans were asked to submit the inspiration behind their favorite flavors and what those flavors meant to them.
So it's not just about, oh, I love the taste of jelly beans, so I want a jelly bean potato chip. You have to tell why you love it.
So they have three flavors that made the finals. The winner of these three flavors will win $1 million. And we have Everything Bagel. Tried it.
Because that's probably a lot of, like, because it's like all those seeds and flavors, like garlic and
it was weird.
Seeds and everything.
Not a fan of it.
Okay. Okay.
Fried green tomato.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I haven't tried that one yet.
I'm not a big fried green tomato. Well, and then.
And cut, it seems not everyone loves that.
What everybody's calling the given.
Oh, well, nothing's the given. But
no, nothing's given. That's why we need to help this member of Kid Nation. The crispy taco.
It's raining tacos.
That's right. So I've tried all three. The tacos one is my favorite.
Hands down.
So they're selling these in the stores.
They're selling them
right
in the store.
Now,
you can try them, and then you go vote at dousaflavor.com.
And the winner out of these three people gets $1 million.
Yeah. So funny that I've tried them. I love the crispy taco one, and I get a message on Twitter yesterday from the creator of the crispy taco flavor. Ellen Sarum is on the phone with us right now. Really? Hi, Ellen.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are y'all?
Great.
Good. Congratulations, first of all.
Yeah, so many questions for you, though. Like, did you actually create this flavor, or you just wrote into Lay's describing the flavor?
So I wrote into Lay's describing the flavor, and of course, like y'all were saying, I told them the story of why I picked it. So do y'all want to hear that?
Yeah, why'd you pick it?
Okay, so it's actually my fiancé, his name's Casey, it's his favorite food, and so it's what I cooked for him when we first started dating. And it's a funny story because I got it all wrong because I was so nervous. Yeah. I didn't have half the ingredients, and it was a nightmare. So it's been like our story, like, and that's something that we have now, a lot. We have taco nights a lot, and I've like perfected the recipe. So when I entered the contest, it was like a no brainer. I had to enter crispy taco because that's like our thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're talking with Ellen Sarum. She's the one that invented the crispy taco flavor for Lay's potato chips, which is one of the three finalists right now. If you vote for her, she could win $1 million in the fall. So you didn't have to get into a lab and come up with the ingredients and what it had to taste like. You just told them crispy taco and they came up with it.
I gave them a few ingredients.
Okay.
On the website, when you enter, you could pick like three ingredients. And so I want to say it was like meat and some spices and like super basic. And then they ran with it. And the chip is amazing. I know you've tasted it, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is really good.
Huh. JC, did you bring in a bag for everyone to try?
No, because I ate it all.
No.
I'm sorry.
What?
I didn't know that we were going to come in and eat.
Well, we're not. So, thanks to you.
So, hey, if you win this, not only do you get $1 million, they make this a permanent chip flavor?
Yes. If I win, you guys could have crispy taco all the time now.
Forever, right?
Wow.
Have you tried the other flavors?
I have tried them, yeah.
You had to compare to see.
And you're feeling good about this.
Yeah, how do you feel right now about your chances or who's the close competition?
I mean, they're all really good. Honestly, they really are. They all taste like the food that inspired them, you know. But mine are delicious. They really are.
I'm serious. They are really good.
Okay.
And you live in San Antonio, right?
I do, yeah.
Shout out. So you've been treated like a celebrity out there. I saw that you got to take some trips and you've been on the news quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. It's been insane. It's been crazy already.
What are you going to do if you win $1 million? Of course you've thought about this.
I have thought about it just a little bit, yeah. So we have an 11-month-old son. So, you know, some's going to go to him and then maybe take a family vacation, something fun like that. That's
just
crazy.
Yeah.
Come see us and bring us a big case of crispy taco chips.
Yeah, we can't count on JC.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So all we have to do is go to Lay's. If we want to vote for you, go to Lay's.com. It's really easy.
Dousaflavor.com.
Dousaflavor.com.
Yeah.
And then it's just those three options and vote for you, and that's it?
Yes, and you can vote every day up until October 8th.
Awesome.
Oh, well, good luck.
Yeah,
I'm voting for you right now.
I was so excited that I saw your message on Twitter, and I was like, you're the one that created these things?
This is very exciting.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks all right, Kid Nation.
Thanks for finding me, JC.
Oh, no. Thank you for creating the crispy taco flavor.
You're welcome.
All right. Good luck, Ellen. Go vote for her.
A member of Kid Nation. We want to support each other.
Right. And we will talk to you when you win.
All right.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
deal.
You.
All right. That's Ellen Sarum out there in San Antonio doing big things. Out of millions of people that submitted, she was one of the finalists, one of the three picked to do this. That's pretty cool.
Dousaflavor.com.
Yep.
Go for Ellen.
All right, I voted. I'm done.
Al, did I hear
so
you?
So easy.
What do you got going on, Big Al?
Well, I'm going to tell you about this on Monday, but I'm going to, in just a couple seconds, I want to tell you an idea that I have that could lead to another business venture for me.
Oh,
no.
Another okay.
I can't tell you everything.
You'll give us a little tidbit?
I'll give you a little bit, and I can tell you everything.
Look at that. Another millionaire right here in Kid Nation.
Maybe.
All right, let's open up the phone lines, too, for Feel Good Friday.
All right.
Al's feeling good because he's got another venture coming up. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call and tell us what's making you smile going into the weekend, Kid Nation. You had a little baby. You going on a trip? Birthday?
Big Al made me smile going into the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, when you talk about that, too.
He saved me.
He saved you.
Saved me.
We'll hear how Big Al saved Kelly next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yesterday, we did a red flag segment with Jenna for online dating, and many Kid Nation members were inspired by this lady named Carol, who kept being called sweetie and sweetheart.
In a condescending way.
Yeah, and she finally wrote back and said, I'm not your sweetie or your sweetheart. I'm not whatever you're calling me. I'm Carol. So I got a screenshot here from Kim who said, you guys, I've been inspired. And it's a screenshot of this guy hitting on her on Bumble saying, hey, sweetie. And she wrote him back. I'm not your sweetie. I'm not your baby. I'm not your anything. I'm Kim.
I love that.
So that's the new movement.
Not your anything.
I'm not your anything.
Not your anything.
I'm Carol.
Yeah, so now you know how to respond to those guys calling you sweetie and sweetheart if you don't like it.
There you go.
Big Al, what you got? You got something coming up for us on Monday that could make you a lot of money, maybe.
My philosophy, JC, and I've told you guys this before, you'll never hit a home run if you don't swing the bat.
Sure.
So you got to swing the bat. Now,
you could also strike out.
You could.
But that's okay.
Sometimes you might just hit a single or a double.
Sure.
And that's okay. So anyway, I got this business opportunity, Kelly, that I can't say a lot about right now. I will be able to Monday.
What's up with everybody and all these opportunities they can't talk about?
I know. Well, Caroline got one. Al's got one.
I got one.
You don't want to jinx it. You just don't want to jinx it. But anyway, this is probably going to be more of a double. It's not going to be a home run, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
But confident.
Well, I'm just being realistic. But I'll tell you Monday how this venture might, it's kind of fun. It's very different. And I'm being cryptic.
I know you are.
And I'll tell you more about it Monday, but I'm kind of excited about it. It's a business opportunity.
Is it a hot dog stand?
It's not a hot dog stand.
I ask him that. No.
And you're going in?
I'm excited. I support you, but he goes, it could be a little dicey.
Oh, yes.
Like,
we like dicey.
No.
Dicey like onions?
Yeah. Not dicey like onions.
Is your business partner Juan?
Oh, I got to go back to the beach and get with Juan. No.
Is it a food opportunity?
No, I can say that.
Is it dicey because it requires a lot of insurance?
It will require insurance.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so it's something where people could get hurt.
So, and that's what's making Al feel good.
Good segue, JC.
I can't wait to hear all about it on Monday.
Oh man.
And Kelly, you said that you were feeling good because Big Al Max saved you.
Yes. On the way to a concert, bumper-to-bumper traffic, we're running late, meeting my husband who's sitting at the restaurant waiting on us.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I realize I left the tickets to the concert at home on the kitchen table.
Oh, no.
And she lives way out.
We were well into the trip. To turn around and go back, it would have been a nightmare.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're like, what can we do? What can we do? We were thinking about hiring an Uber driver to go to the house, giving them the code to the house to get in and get the tickets. We were just like panicking. What are we going to do? I said, let me just try Big Al, who never answers his phone, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And
never.
He didn't. But he saw that I called and called me right back.
Yeah.
I said, Al, is there anything you can do? He went online back to when he bought this ticket back before Christmas, because these were a Christmas gift.
He found it.
Managed to find that he could email me the electronic little bar thing.
Yeah.
I had to go download an app and everything. It took me a while to do it. But because of Al, we didn't have to turn around and go home.
Awesome.
Evening was saved.
What a hero.
Thank you.
In bumper to bumper. Really bad driving.
You got to see Mariah. Well, you missed Mariah.
I missed Mariah, which I heard Lionel. I didn't miss much.
You got to see Lionel Richie.
Everybody's saying she just kind of stood there and lip synced.
Mm. Well,
Lionel Richie was great.
I'm feeling good because this weekend, on Saturday, I'm going to a concert, but it's a cover band that does 90s hip hop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they call it Hip Hop Hooray. So I've been excited about this for a couple weeks now. I've been talking about it. It's finally happening on Saturday. That's why I'm feeling good.
That's cool.
For you.
Jenna, what are you feeling good?
I mean, I'm feeling just like okay. I'm not upset, but I mean, there's nothing standout. I'm feeling good because I have no plans this weekend. I might actually go on a date, so that's good. But I mean, whatever. I'm like pretty even.
That's good.
I'm pretty even keel right now.
You feel good about feeling even?
Right.
Sometimes I just feel good that we made it through a work week rather quickly, and we have a weekend, and I'm happy with that.
800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
From the text, I went on a date with a guy 7 years younger than me, and he pushed me back against the wall and kissed me. Sold. Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
Yes.
Get you some.
Awesome.
That's how you do it right there. Not bumping your head or anything. Actually, you were sold. Hey, Casey.
Hi.
What you got going on this weekend?
We are packing up and going to the lake after work.
Right. You going to do a little tubing?
Yes, we're going to do tubing and kneeboarding and fishing and a little drinking.
Yeah, don't wear tube tops when you go tubing.
You got a boat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she got a boat. Love of course you got a boat. You, you need a boat to go tubing.
Yeah.
You guys have fun out there, Casey.
All right, thank you.
Be safe. I want to get out there. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning.
You have some great news for us?
I do. I'm 32. I've been with my husband for 20 years. We were told we were never going to get pregnant. And last night, we found out we're pregnant, and we saw the little heartbeat.
Aww.
Nice. Congratulations.
So excited.
You guys, tears were shed, right? Happy tears?
Oh, way too many.
So you guys been you said you've been together 20 years, so since you were 12?
I was 12. He was 13. We got married when I was 17. He was 18. We've been together since.
Look at that. That's really cool. Congratulations.
That's a true love story right there.
That is. Those are the love stories you hear about right there.
Not very often, though.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Let's go to Boston here. Oh, did I hit him? Boston?
Boston?
Boston's still on the phone with Justin. Let's go to Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
So I am feeling great because 2 years ago, me and my husband were getting in the car to go to work, and he got arrested. And today, I am picking him up for prison for the first time in 2 years is when I'll see him. So I'm bringing him home today.
He's getting out.
Wow.
He's getting out.
So they just pulled you guys over, and he got arrested, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
What did he do?
Minor drug charges.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
but he's learned his lesson.
He learned his lesson,
that's
right, Allison?
It's been a long 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been doing great. He's been in the rehab program the entire 2 years that he's been in there, so he's made a lot of progress himself, and I'm so excited to be bringing him home.
Awesome. Onward and upward.
There you go, Allison.
You
wow.
Go.
Congratulations. I'm glad you guys finally get to see each other and that he's a changed man.
No.
Make sure you give him a little sandwich and some loving.
That's
like
right. Oh, show up with a sandwich when you pick him up.
A little bit of loving.
You might not make it home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. We already have a date night planned. Steak night dinner when he gets home. So.
Yeah, make sure you get home because you don't want to be arrested for like lewd acts in public. Yep. You know?
the great thing, Allison, is anything you cook for him will probably be better than what he's had in the last 2 years.
100%.
Oh, yes. He's definitely described the food for me, so he's excited to have a home-cooked meal again.
All right, Allison. You guys have a wonderful weekend together.
She waited for him. How
she
about
sure
that?
Did.
Yep.
There's good women out there.
She's ride or die, Al.
You got to find
ride
yourself.
Or die.
Find ride or die.
You got to find yourself a ride. I think Kenzie would ride or die with me. Yeah. That's your ride or die, Al. If Alan goes to prison,
Kelly. I'm Alan's ride or die.
Would you, if he
went to
prison?
Depending on what he does.
Minor drug charges.
If he murdered someone, you wouldn't have his back, right?
Well, it depends.
Who
you know,
he is.
What are the circumstances?
Right. Yeah. But minor drug charges, like Allison.
It depends.
Hello,
you know
Alan.
How I feel about drugs. I'm not a fan.
He's transporting them.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a mule?
Oh, okay.
Yes. The 600 pounds was for my consumption, Your Honor.
It was for to help. No.
See, it's all circumstantial.
Yeah.
Hey, Boston.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
What's your feel-good Friday?
I got to see my grandmother yesterday, and she's going to teach me how to knit.
Oh, that's awesome. You got to preserve that because it's becoming a lost art form.
Yeah.
Are you excited to learn how to knit?
Yeah.
What are you going to knit first?
It is cool.
Like a pair of socks?
Scarf. No, I'm going to knit a scarf.
A scarf.
Yeah.
Okay.
First, yeah.
And then a blanket.
My grandmother said the easiest thing to learn how to knit is a scarf.
Yes.
It probably
That's
is.
The easiest
Start with
one.
That.
Yeah, get you a little yarn. I used to actually do that.
You know how to knit?
I don't know. It's been years, but
I did crochet.
Crochet, yeah.
My mother price crocheted. I have a lot of beautiful blankets and wonderful memories of that.
Uh-huh.
She tried to teach me, but I was like, I don't care.
It just looks way too difficult.
It's very hard.
That little crochet needle, man, that
it's
thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
It is hard, but... Yeah. Gosh, it's a really nice thing to get from someone, a blanket.
Yeah. Enjoy your time with Grandma and
that's sweet.
Get your knit on. All right, boss. All right.
Get your knit on.
Get your knit on.
Yeah, that's how you make it sound cool.
Get your knit on.
Hey, Daniel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Danielle.
Hi.
Sorry about
that. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. So my feel-good Friday is after a year-long deployment, my husband is finally coming home.
Oh, where's he been?
Yeah, where was he?
I'm sorry?
Where was he?
He was in Africa.
Ooh.
Shout out,
though.
Yeah.
Did he like Africa?
He can't wait to see grass again. He's seen some grass.
Right. What's your favorite part of Africa, Al, since you always shouted out?
Well, let's see. I like Zimbabwe. Mm. Well, then again, Kenya's beautiful. A lot of animals over there.
Yeah.
And that Johannesburg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, are we going to do African city country?
No.
I don't think we should.
Okay.
Because we might not get very far.
I want to go.
Congo.
It's my number one.
All these men coming home.
Yeah. Right.
So exciting.
And knitting.
From prison, from military.
Oh, my wife didn't call about
me. I'm just coming home from work.
Yeah. I'm coming home from Atlanta tomorrow morning.
Coming home in rush hour traffic.
Mine never came home.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry, Jenna.
Sorry.
Tell your husband thank you for his service.
Mine never came home. All right, we're going to play a fun game of Match Game next with Kid Nation member Avery. It's her dream to play Match Game with us. We're going to make that come true next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, Nick Adams is in studio, which means we're going to play a fun game of Match Game.
Hey.
Here we are.
But
so fun.
This time, our contestant is in studio with us.
Nice.
So without further ado, here is your host of Match Game, Nick Adams.
Wow. Well, hello, everyone.
Yes.
That was weird. You sound like a weird cow or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get an audition tape ready for all the game shows.
Don't send that one yet.
Right. Well, I want to give them different takes on them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So we've played Match Game before. The rules are simple. I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it, and then our contestant and our celebrity panel, you guys are going to write down your answers to fill in that blank.
Right.
And if our contestant says the same thing as one of our celebrities, she gets a point, but points don't matter. We're just playing for fun. And let's meet Avery.
Hi, Avery.
She's in studio with us today, and she's here for a very special reason, right, JC?
Yeah, I have a letter here.
Okay.
It says, I have a dream.
Oh.
That I will one day play Match Game with the cast of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wow, okay.
I've been listening for around 15 years, and I've always been a huge fan of the show. Not to sound crazy or anything, but I typically listen to every airing of the show at least twice, if not more, through the app. I think I would be a pro at Match Game.
Uh-huh.
I would probably need a few minutes to stop my happy tears after meeting everyone, but after that, I'd be a pro.
Okay.
I've been planning my first vacation in years to go to Dallas, and I'll be coming to see the show on Friday.
And that's today.
Today.
That is today. I would never be over the moon.
I couldn't believe us.
I was trying to.
The face you just made, too, it contorted, and you were like.
It was like.
Friday?
On Friday, August 4th. And I would be over the moon to meet everyone, and I meet everyone. Man, woman, room included. Love you all.
Well, I have to call out the obvious. You're not crying.
Right? I haven't seen one happy tear.
I can't talk when I cry, so I'm trying to hold it back.
Hold it back, girl.
If you want,
No. Yeah, we want you to cry because you know it makes us feel good.
No, I don't want everyone to.
No, we don't want you to cry.
I'm glad we could make your dream come true.
It really is. I'm a huge fan. I used to be made fun of when I was in elementary school riding the bus because I had a cassette tape player that had a radio tuner on it, and everyone used to always ask me, "Why do you have a cassette player?"
Because you were listening
Kratic.
To it.
Aw. Oh, that's sweet. Right.
Don't make fun of kids with cassette players, please.
Made her the person she is today.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Sorry, it's our fault.
Yeah.
Avery, does it make this trip to the studio even sweeter that JC's kids are outside the door being really loud and rambunctious?
Yes.
Throwing their toys around with Justin.
In my defense, I did have a talk with them and told them not to do that.
Okay, well, who's riling them up? Somebody's doing it.
This is a soundproof studio, and we can still hear them.
Yeah. Well, I bet we can't hear it on the radio, I bet.
No, you can't. But before this segment just now during the commercial break, JC was talking to his kids in the kitchen, said, "Hey, I got to go in the room. In the studio, you guys need to behave and be quiet. Sit here with Justin and listen.
No,
listen to what he has to say." And Justin goes, "Okay, go play in the street."
And Kaysen pulled me aside a little bit, and he goes, "Papa, I can really go on the street." And I was like, "No, dude, don't listen to Justin."
Canal.
Yeah,
especially sitter of the year, right there.
Yeah, canal's fine. Definitely go in the canal.
Let's meet our celebrities.
Yeah.
Hello, Jenna.
Hi. I don't want kids.
Hey, JC.
I also don't want kids. I'm kidding.
More.
I love my kids.
Hi, Kelly.
I wish I could have another baby.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. You have four now.
Yeah, right?
And Mr. Big Al Mac.
With the weather we're having, nothing could be finer. I'm spending my weekend in South Carolina.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Bring me back some boiled peanuts, Big Al.
I will. Seabrook, South Carolina. Come on, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Yeah.
Jenna just got back from Iceland. We saw pics of the beautiful landscapes and playing with goats, but we didn't see any pics of blank.
Oh.
Hmm.
There's a couple of good answers here.
Ding.
Well, I have the best one.
Ding.
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 I think we're all ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Avery, you're going to be first. Jenna just got back from Iceland. We saw pics of beautiful landscapes and playing with goats, but we didn't see any pics of...
her sleepwear.
Oh. Her sleepwear. Oh.
Good callback, because my mom asked me what I was going to sleep in.
Yeah.
You still never said what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, what my answer to her was?
Or what you actually ended up wearing.
Because you never showed any pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told my mom Candy at the time when she goes, "What are you going to sleep in?" I was like, "Well, probably either like full sweats or naked."
So it was full
sweat. Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah.
We saw beautiful landscapes and playing with goats, but we didn't see any pics of...
I said side boob, Chuck.
Side boob.
Side boob.
Good answer.
Good one.
Answer. Yeah. Very good answer.
Good answer.
I did it. Awesome. It's chilly there.
Yeah.
Well, that was more opportunity for side boob.
Or ice boob.
I feel let down.
All right, Big Al, let's go to you. We didn't see Jenna post any pics of...
a frozen bean pie, Chuck.
Good answer. No match. No JC, match. We're going to go to you. We didn't see Jenna post any pics of...
the guy she went with, Chuck.
There was one.
Very true.
Sad, buddy.
That's funny.
And finally, Jenna, you just got back from Iceland. We didn't see you post any pics of...
I thought you guys were going to say me in a bikini.
Bikini, good answer.
Yeah. I didn't put one on.
Yeah? Not once?
No. I did not.
Shame on you.
I brought three.
How
I
dare
wear
you.
One.
Shame.
Shame.
Well, good answers
shame.
All around, but
no, match.
No matches for Avery. Man, here we
that's
go.
That's a real shame.
Moving on to number two. Kelly and Alan are having a hard time moving all of their stuff into one household.
How hard? Oh.
Alan is putting his foot down and making Kelly get rid of blank.
Ding.
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 Okay, here we go. Avery, you are up first. Kelly and Alan are having a hard time moving all their stuff into one household. Alan is putting his foot down and making Kelly get rid of...
her wall of murals.
The murals.
Good answer.
That's a good one, because then every kid needs one, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go around the room. Jenna, you're up. Alan is putting his foot down and making Kelly get rid of...
her hair removal system.
Takes up a lot of space.
Wow.
Okay. I have no idea, Kelly.
I know. That was a hard one.
Good answer. Let's go on to you,
no,
Chase.
No, it wasn't, Nick. Oh, it was not
okay.
A good
sorry.
Answer.
Well, that's what you're supposed to say on the game shows. Whenever they answer.
Be the honest game show host.
Okay, okay.
That's a good answer. That was a good answer.
JC, let's go to you. Alan is putting his foot down and making Kelly get rid of.
Her panties from the 90s, Chuck.
Yeah. I really do need to go through my
her
panty
big girl
drawer.
Panties.
Yeah. I really do.
I'm not saying he said anything, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
Good answer, JC. Good answer. Al, let's go to you. Alan is making Kelly get rid of?
Elena, Chuck.
I had a question about that, but we can talk about it off the air.
Oh, wow. Today on Match Game.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
No match. No match.
Was it a good answer, Nick?
It was something. I don't know if it was good or bad or it was something.
Oh, man. And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, we should end it with that one.
I know, right. Al. That's it. Game's over.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly?
Yeah, no match there. Kelly, what's Alan making you get rid of?
My positivity. It just wasn't working for us. Wasn't working for
old
us.
Old Kelly's
anymore.
Back.
No matches again on round two. Let's see if we can get Avery some help here on round number three.
Yeah, right.
Big Al is trying online dating. He will definitely swipe right on you if blank.
Ding.
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 Ooh. Ding.
Sorry, okay. Better answer, but that's okay.
Well, change it real
you have time. You have
unding
time.
And ding.
Unding.
Unding.
Okay.
Ding.
Yeah, we'll ding while you write.
Okay.
Okay, Avery, let's go to you first. Big Al is trying online dating. He will definitely swipe right if you...
live in Detroit. And he ooh. Never has to see you.
You could have just stopped in Detroit.
Avery. Avery.
I'm sorry, I love you.
Good answer.
Oh. Savage, that's what we like.
Wow.
You may not get bonus points.
Yeah, no, you're getting bonus. I'll give you bonus points for that one. That was good.
Okay. That was a great answer. Jenna, you're up now.
Okay.
Big Al is trying online dating. He will definitely swipe right if you...
Boobs.
That's
it.
Boobs.
Boobs is the answer. No match there. JC, let's see if we can help Avery out. Big Al's trying online dating. He will definitely swipe right if you...
are wearing a high school graduation gown.
Oh, wow. Not that bad.
What? They're legal.
If you say you're 18. Yeah. It's all right. Okay. He lies about his age,
very
too.
Kelly, let's move on to you. Big Al will definitely swipe right if you...
no hablo inglés.
That's legit. That's a solid answer. Solid answer.
Big Al, let's help out Avery here. You're trying online dating, and you will definitely swipe right if...
you're online.
Okay.
That's your better answer?
Oh. What was your first answer? Answer?
If you...
yeah, let's get a bonus.
Breathe, eat, drink, and sleep.
Wow.
Have you found that person now?
First of all, you're lying about the eating part.
Guys, Avery's answer was so good. Detroit, we're going to go ahead and give her a point. We got to give her a point on that. That was a good one.
If you have the best answer also.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Final round. The other day, JC woke up with a huge zit on his face. It is
how huge is it?
We know how huge it was.
It's big. It's huge. It needs its own microphone. It isn't going away, so he named it blank.
Now everybody's looking at it.
At what? The huge zit on your face?
Yeah, that's okay.
Man, how long have you had that?
Dang.
Well, I had his brother earlier, and then this week he popped up.
Yeah.
Dang.
Dang.
Okay, cool. Avery, you're up first. The other day, JC woke up with a huge zit on his face. It isn't going away, so he named it...
nut steak.
That's a good one, Avery. I wish I had said
that's
that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, Jenna, you're up. JC woke up with a zit on his face. It's not going away, so he named it...
kids.
Kids. They're not going away.
Kinsey.
Kids.
Marriage. I actually had three names for it.
All right, Kelly, let's go on to you. What did JC name the zit on his face?
What? Uh-oh. Is it rude?
Yeah,
it's gonna be rude. Okay, go ahead.
No, nipple.
I love that word.
I know. I named it that for a few reasons. I knew it'd make you giggle, and you've always wanted a third nipple.
Yeah. It does look like a nipple. I'll give you that.
All right, Jeff, I had a third nipple.
Let me see the other one. Must be cold in here.
The other one's over here. See him?
No.
He's hanging out. Yeah. Maybe under there.
He's the OG.
Big Al, yep. On to you. Okay. The zit's not going away, so JC named it.
For the football fans, Lucky Blackhead.
Oh, it could have been Whitehead.
What'd you name your zit, JC?
Well, it's what I really named him. J-Zit. J-Zit. Well, it's not supposed to be funny if it's for reals.
What?
Could be.
I don't know.
No matches on that fourth round, guys.
Man,
but Avery, we're excellent, though.
Avery, you did get one match when
one
you said,
yes.
Al will swipe right if you live in Detroit.
Yes, 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 you did.
How many bonus points, Big Al?
Avery, how about 25,000 Kid Craddock Morning Show bonus points? How about that?
That's pretty good.
Pretty generous.
Please go to KidNation.com and search for the store, and then pick out anything you want on the store, and it's yours. Just redeem your 25,000 points right there at the Kid Nation store, okay?
Blessed. Thank you.
This just
hashtag
in. My kids found my in-ear button, so now they're screaming in my headphones. That's great. Avery, it was a pleasure meeting you.
You too. Thank y'all for having me on.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Let's just wait here on the air until she cries. I want to see some happy tears, woman.
Oh, that's awkward now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, I hear we have somebody on the line that wants to share their wisdom with us.
Oh, really? Is it like Bill Gates? Is it like Ted Turner?
Warren Buffett?
Yeah.
No.
Mark Cuban?
None of those, Big Al.
Oh.
Somebody with a mind much greater than theirs.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, especially when it comes to movies. And speaking of Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want to know what Bill Gates has to think about a movie.
No, nobody
cares.
That's true.
Yeah. Hi, Gray.
May I remind you all that I did lick Paul Rudd's face once.
She did.
That's classy.
She did.
Yeah.
What do we have this week, Gray?
The first movie that I'd like to tell y'all about is called Detroit.
Detroit. And what's it about?
This is one of...
Is it Big Al's relationship?
This is one of those movies that actually makes me feel like I am doing something important with a job that is very, very fun most of the time.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Because Detroit is a true life story where the recollections are somewhat hazy historically, granted, but it's about the 1967 Algiers Motel incident in Detroit, Michigan during the race riots.
Oh. Very specific.
Right. And yeah. So it is. It's very specific, and I actually didn't know anything about this going into the film, but I will tell you what. Catherine Bigelow directed this movie, and she did, like, The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty, and those movies are really compelling depictions of real-life things, right?
Yeah.
And she does the exact same thing with this movie. The cast is unbelievable, and they bring this story to life in a way that is emotionally gripping. I can't believe that this was a real-life thing that happened. There are black Americans in Detroit that were held, their civil rights were, you know, denied, and they were essentially tortured by a few bad apples, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe that this was something that happened to people. And I can't believe it's something that still happens today.
Exactly.
This was 40 years ago. Yeah. And you know, a lot of good things have happened, but we're not far enough along. And so, I was thinking a lot about this when I was wanting to tell everyone about it. It's like, is this a fun movie? Well, no, it's very difficult to watch. But is it important? Yes. And I need everybody to watch it so we can all talk about it. We can all start making some changes. Because this is, I was saying on Twitter that the thing that I came away with after watching Detroit is that I now better understand how little I really understand. So then,
good.
Moving on,
yes.
We've got Halle Berry in Kidnapped.
I don't know if I could see this movie.
Why?
Because
oh
it deals with somebody taking her son. And
too real.
Yeah, I just don't.
It's like Escape or Taken.
Yeah.
You saw Taken, didn't you?
Yeah, I've seen Taken.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's like Taken. if the main character did not necessarily have an entire set of special skills, but rather was a soccer mom that had taken one Krav Maga class.
Okay.
Wow. So it's like a little different, and but that's the simple premise. That's all you need to know, is that Halle Berry was with her adorable son. She's a single mom trying to make it work, and then she sees him getting taken. Oof. And so here's how this movie's going to go for everybody. The first half, you're screaming at her because she's making very bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
But then she stops making bad choices and she starts getting revenge.
Oh.
And so I can't completely discount the movie as being terrible because the whole time I was yelling at it, and everyone in the theater was totally into this movie. When it was done, I heard some fans saying, that was stupid. But those were the exact same people that were screaming at her.
Yeah,
because she was making stupid choices.
Exactly. So you'll have a lot of opinions about the way that her character chooses to go about this operation. But, it was a pretty compelling time at the movies. So it was ridiculous. And it has nothing along the lines of character development or any kind of motivation. It's a lot more like John Wick, where it's just like the story's in the first 15 minutes and then you get going. So Kidnap is like, it's going back and forth between fresh and rotten. So this is going to just keep an eye on the website to get the final score. And it's pretty well.
Kind of like Halle Berry goes back and forth between crazy and hot. Well, she's always
yeah.
hot.
Yeah, she's always hot. Yeah, she just goes crazy sometimes. Yeah.
Writing it's like she's supposed to be like a stressed out, upset mom, and she's still beautiful, and it makes me so mad. Ugh. So the one thing we can count on in this crazy world is that Halle Berry is always hot.
There you go.
So, the final movie that's out in theaters in wide release is The Dark Tower.
Yeah, the Stephen King, right?
Yeah. So I hadn't read the books. It is like a 7 or 8 book series, and it is a 90-minute film.
Whoa.
What?
That's short.
Weird.
That's very short for Stephen King, right?
It is very short.
Short, yeah, considering his books and how long they are.
Yeah, because like It is probably like 3 hours long, right?
It?
Yeah. And
longer.
Longer, yeah.
Yeah, because it was a two-part miniseries on TV, and it's going to be a two-part movie.
Yeah.
And so this was strange in lots of ways. Matthew McConaughey is the bad guy. And Idris Elba is the gunslinger, the good guy. And there's a kid whose name I can't remember because I'm not familiar with him as an actor, but he has very big eyes.
We'll just call him Big Eyes.
Big Eye Kid.
Big Eye.
Thank you.
Hey, Big Eye.
Good call. And so the books, in an 8-book series, there's a lot of cool things to go through, and it's a very beloved series. And this movie essentially ends up being like what happens when you go on a Tinder date, and then when you show up, the person doesn't look like their profile picture.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and you watch it, and you go in, and you're like, what?
Love that, Greg.
What? Thank you. It's a lot of that. Well, so it's a very simple film, and it's very neatly sewn up at the end, and I was wondering what in the holy hell they think a next movie would look like if they chose to make a sequel. I was just so confused. So I started looking through the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes for people that had read the books.
Yeah.
And the impression that I get from our critics is that there are so many, like really kind of vivid images and really cool things in these books. None of them ended up in the film.
Hmm.
And so it's very simple. It's like a get from point A to point B without getting killed by the bad guy movie. And 90 minutes, you guys. And it's like it has no character. It's not interesting. It's not terrible. I wasn't like checking my watch because it's 90 minutes. But I just wondered where all the personality was. And, you know, it makes me, like, want to swipe left.
Ooh. What?
Oh. What? Dang.
So that's, it's a really unfortunate response to a Stephen King movie. I hope that It that comes out in September is better.
Yeah, it will be, I hope.
Great.
I think so.
Is this the first time ever that you've done three movies, but all three were like black leading actors in the movie?
In 1 weekend, yeah.
In 1 week, yeah.
Matthew McConaughey's.
Well, okay, not Matthew McConaughey.
Idris Elba,
yeah.
And Halle. And I don't know, the Detroit movie, I looked it up, and it is a black guy, John Boyega.
Boyega, yeah, that's the guy from Star Wars, dude.
Oh!
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's exceptional. They're releasing this movie in August, but I have a feeling that it's going to come up a lot in award season because the actors, there's another, oh, geez, just everybody, like everyone in that movie. I kept saying, like, wait a minute, where's Anthony Mackie? There's Anthony Mackie, yay! Like, where's Derek Luke? Yay! And the actor that plays the worst cop of all, his name is Will Poulter, and I'm surprised that any actor would take on a role to tell the story of such a bad human being.
I know him. How do we know him?
He was in The Revenant.
Oh, yes. Yeah, was he the kid in The Revenant?
Yeah, he's younger, yeah. And he was in We're the Millers.
Got it. Yes. Yeah, he was the son in that movie. Okay.
He was in
he's
Mage
the blonde
Runner.
Kid, remember?
The guy with the spider bite? We're the Millers?
Yes.
We had him in studio. He's a super cool guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, and he's British, right?
Yeah, he is British.
That's the thing, is that it's the thing that surprises me the most about this job is that these actors are acting, you know, and that Will Poulter is like a super nice human being. But when you see this movie, I think that it will change a lot of people's perception of him as an actor forever.
Like, he's great.
So it's like the Edward Norton in American History X, and it kind of made you for a while like, oh.
I'm a little scared of Ed Norton type deal. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's and with all of these other incredible performers, there's a guy named Algie Smith,
mm-hmm.
who is in the New Edition story, and his voice is so beautiful. I could go on and on just about this film, but bringing it back to Al's point, I do believe that, yes, this is the first week, perhaps ever, in all of the weeks that we've spent together, where I get to talk about three movies with main characters that are all black actors.
And an additional point, Samuel L. Jackson, not in any of them.
Another excellent point, Al.
Thanks, Al.
You're on a roll today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was wondering where that was going to come in.
But still a bad black person.
Like, every great call, we must throw in Samuel L. Jackson's name.
That's right. Well, and we'll throw it in. We don't have to wait too long to talk about Sam, because we're going to throw it in again next week, because he has a movie coming out next week.
Oh, great.
He's on CP time.
Told you.
There you go.
All right, go check out Detroit. Gray Drake says it's one of those life-changing movies. It'll definitely open up your eyes. Kidnap is going to be and Dark Tower is going to be So definitely Detroit is the one to go watch this weekend. Gray Drake, thank you.
Mwah.
Mwah, girl.
Gray, when does It come out?
September 8th.
September 8th, yeah. We'll definitely got to talk about that one. All right, Gray, we'll talk to you next week about Samuel L. Jackson.
Yay!
Yeah.
Bye,
Gray.
Bye.
And speaking of movies, there's one out in select theaters called Step the Movie.
Uh-huh.
It's a documentary-type movie. Justin and I stepped up for reals when we got to meet the cast. Hear what that's about next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So, part-time Justin's in studio.
Yes.
Brawl talk? Is that what we're doing?
Bra.
Justin's wearing Jenna's bra because Jenna...
What up, bra?
Her bra was hurting her, so what's up, bra?
Yeah. You guys don't even know I do that all the time. I just take it off mid-show. And
really?
Just, like, you don't even notice. I take it off sitting in here.
Just flopping everywhere?
Well,
just
through my armholes.
Oh.
Let's see if I can take it off with...
With one hand?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a bra off, Justin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whenever I didn't know I was gay, I was practicing.
Oh.
Well,
so you guys were dancing, huh?
Yeah. So maybe Justin does need the support now because Justin and I have decided to join a step crew.
Why?
A step crew.
Yeah, because there's this cool movie called Step, the movie.
And you're so easily influenced.
Yeah, and it's a documentary, and it's really a good movie.
Does it star Steph Curry?
A nice basketball joke.
Al, isn't that the reason you wanted to join a particular fraternity because
be cute
of the step
all,
crew?
Yeah, I wanted to be in a step. I wanted to be in a Greek show. Step show, man. I wanted to be a nasty.
This is the only time I've seen Step.
was with the all-black fraternity at my college.
They
came through our dorms and performed, and we would all sit down there. It was so great.
It is so good. Everyone's sweating and performing.
They all clap at the same. It's just so cool. The choreography is so awesome. Yeah, like, we had the Alpha Phi Alphas at my school.
A Phi?
Yeah.
And they would come to our parties, and we would sit back, and we wanted to learn these things, but you can't.
You can't.
You can't.
Have you ever jumped in? Because I did. I got pushed out. They're like, no, disrespect. You can't be doing it.
Ice, baby.
Too cold.
Too cold.
So you're not allowed to jump in?
No.
That's why, because the white person's going to jump in off beat. Ice, baby.
Oh, Alice too upset cold, you interrupted.
Cold. Ice, baby. The black and gold.
Hey.
Thank you.
Oh, I said burr. It's cold in here. There must be some Kid-Cratic in the atmosphere.
Isn't that a cheer, though? That's a cheerleader.
But then they go, break it down, and they go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. So what did you guys do?
So Justin hit me up and they said, hey, they wanted to stop by and talk about the documentary.
Cool.
And so Justin said, hey, they want us to learn a step routine.
Oh, my.
Are you down? And I was like, bro, I was born to dance.
This is what I was documenting. This is what I was filming you guys practicing the other day.
Justin and I practiced for a long time.
I bad dance rehearsal.
And why did you deprive Big Al of the opportunity to be part of this?
He was not asked.
Because he leaves right after,
after 10 a.m.
Yeah, he left after 9:30, right probably going to miss me.
But before we get to Justin and I dancing, and you can check it out, we'll give you time to get to Kid TV. You know, so you can check it out while we do this. Okay. We did talk to Amanda. She's the director and producer of the movie. Now, she doesn't do step. She just got the group of girls. Okay. I think it was a school in Baltimore. So she'll tell us about it.
Well, I'm Amanda Lipitz. I'm the director and producer of the documentary. Step is about an all-girls high school step team in Baltimore. And they're all the first in their families to go to college. And we follow them through their senior year as they strive to achieve that goal of going to college and become a championship step team.
How'd you go about finding the right girls to do this series with, or the docu?
Well, I am a Broadway producer in my other life, and I make shorts about first-generation students going to college and girls' education. And I am born and raised in Baltimore. And I started filming these girls when they were 11 years old, making shorts to promote their school and fundraise around their school. But I didn't really start filming the step team until they were in about the ninth grade.
How many people on the crew when you guys do a competition in step?
19.
Yeah. All girl?
Yes.
All girl. So we're the first dudes in your crew?
Yeah.
Turn up.
Do you guys go up against guy groups too, or is it just
We definitely have in the past.
Mm-hmm. Who's the better?
I wouldn't say it's better, but I would definitely say that we all bring different things to the table.
That's all good to say. Women are better.
Do y'all have nicknames, too? And is there, like, an initiation, too?
There's no initiation. We're nothing like a sorority. We're really based on, like, getting to college and keeping a grade point average and also giving back to the community. But we come up with nicknames, but it's nothing about, like, affiliation or anything.
No.
It's just
fun.
Basically being a part of creativity, so... Sometimes we call her Corbot, but I'm just blessing.
Corbot.
What's Corbot?
Amanda calls me Midnight. She says that's my stage name.
Midnight? Hey, yeah. No. Coachy, what's it like seeing these girls go from little 11-year-old girls to women in college now for you?
I'm really serious about where they're going, and every girl that comes across my path must have a success plan. So it's not necessarily everybody will have the option of college, but I want to make sure they're more focused on what is success for you, because it's personal, you know, and we have to stop feeding our young people that this is the only way and this is the only path. We need to support their creativity. We need to support whatever their thoughts and their aspirations are. So that's what we do.
People tell me the only thing stopping you from success is yourself.
Is yourself, absolutely.
You think people are trying to stop you, but it's you that's stopping yourself.
It's you.
And you're the one that opens that up for them.
I'm the one who makes them understand and know, like, there's no other way. You're the only one that can get you where you need to go. We will support you, but you have to take those steps.
So what do we need to do to support Step? Yes. Are you going to do wide release, or are you just going to do a...
Well, August 4th, we open in 6 major cities, and then August 11th, we open in about 30 more cities, and then August 18th, we open in about another 20 cities, and we'll be on 200 screens across the country, which is amazing and such a miracle, I think, for this film. And the best thing you can do is take a group of young people to see it.
Well, you girls, good luck in college. Wish us luck, because we're about to step right now.
Yeah. Let's step, because step is life, y'all.
Step is life.
Step is life.
If you want to find them on like Twitter and Instagram, hashtag step is life is where you could search for them. Mm-hmm. All right,
at
you
guys, step
search
the movie.
At step the movie.
Search step the movie. You guys ready to dance? I mean, step. Don't call it dance.
Don't call it dance,
no
JC.
Dance,
don't
step.
You call it dance, JC. You guys ready to step?
Yep. Yeah.
But then Justin and I, they did bring three of the girls from the squad.
Mm-hmm.
And their coach had sent me and Justin a video of a routine she came up with and said, hey, learn this and you can do it with the girls.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So Justin and I had a couple days to practice.
How long is it, the routine, the full routine?
That's about a minute.
Yeah, it's about a minute. Okay. So it's not a full-fledged routine. Yeah. But the good thing about step is that, you know, normal dance doesn't come through on the radio very well.
Yeah.
But step, it has to do with the stomping and the clapping.
And you can hear when you mess up.
Yeah.
Like a dance, you don't know when they mess up, but you can hear someone miss a beat.
100%. So Justin and I got to do this with the girls that have been doing it forever and still doing it in college. And this is what it sounds like. You can check it out on Kid TV. We'll post a video up at kidnation.com as well later. But here you go.
Hey.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Oh. Whoa, somebody messed up.
Whoa.
That was probably Justin.
It was.
Okay.
Hey. Get you some.
There you go. Somebody else messed up.
Whoa. Hey. All right.
Justin again.
It does take away when you can't see it.
No, it sounds good.
It sounds good.
Kelly, first of all, Justin, we sounded great.
We sounded so good.
So good.
Oh, Justin. We stomped the yard,
we
girl.
We stomped the yard.
Couple rogue claps in there.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you got to throw your flair in there, Jenna.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really? Not really.
No, that's what the girl said. They said, if you mess up, just act like it's your flair. Nobody knows your routine.
Yeah.
And remember, they said they all bring something creative to the area.
That's right.
You needed that extra clap in there, Big Al.
It needs to sound like it's one person. It needs to sound like drumline. It needs to sound like...
Okay, dance coach.
Okay, step purist.
Yes.
Hold on. Would you like to learn the step routine and then do it on your
I'm
step?
Hearing, JC.
Would you?
Yeah, we still got the video. You can learn it.
Giving you my opinion.
Yeah. Mm. Now, Kelly.
Yes.
Would you like to take this moment to apologize for yelling at me and Justin for training with our...
Because y'all were so loud.
Y'all were obnoxious.
It was so loud. I was in this room, and all I know is I'm in the middle of recording, and I'm like, I can't even think. And I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. And I go out there, stepping. And y'all are like a herd of oxen trampling through.
Jenna Kelly yelled at us, and Justin and I almost cried.
Yeah.
For practicing and doing our job.
Yeah. For practice.
But you know you can practice like this. Like, you don't have to do the full...
Oh, they were full on. Boom, 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 boom.
It's just whenever you feel that beat, you get that stank face on, and you're like, boom.
See, when step is life, there's no halfies.
When step is life.
It is.
Yeah.
So you haven't done it since.
Yeah. How many times have you guys stepped since?
Oh, my gosh. Like, what? We stepped, like,
six,
what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, seven times. Yeah, we did a performance the other day at a water fountain,
and
right?
We're trying to go on tour right now.
I know.
So whatever.
We're about to incorporate canes in our...
Yeah.
And tap shoes.
Canes. I would actually love to see you guys in a water fountain Beyonce doing this.
Because their chicken fingers are delicious, so, you know, I'm going to try.
Canes,
Raising canes.
Ooh, that sauce, though. That cane sauce.
So good. So check out our video. Go to kidnation.com. We'll post it up for you. And check out the movie, Step the Movie, in select theaters right now. Give it up for me and Justin.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You and Justin.
You got served.
So incredible.
Applaud me now.
Please. Allow me to introduce myself.
Give it up for me.
But can you all clap
do that
at the
next
same time?
Next time I sing karaoke.
Yeah, do it.
Give it up for me.
You
please.
Should. Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.